So, when he says, the reason why you cannot have any other God, number one, number two, you cannot worship an image of God. Then he goes on to say, I'm a jealous God. I think it's to just tell you how much he loves you to the extent that you'd not want to share you with anybody else. Have you heard of somebody, a jealous husband, you know, finding you with his wife, and they end up all the three of them dead? Doesn't sound clever, but we seem to think that even in a court of law, that was provoked to the point of insanity. Now, that's human. God is using similar terms for himself, that he would, it is below his dignity to imagine a place or a being is being made to be like him, is being made to be him. And he says, I'm a jealous God. I can't allow that. You cannot say I am who I'm not. You cannot reduce me to something. You cannot. Nobody has ever seen me and lived. So you have never seen me. You have to believe in me. You know, he's Jesus told Nicodemus that it's like the wind, the spirit like the wind. You see something, you see the leaves of the tree blowing, moving, and you say, oh, the wind is moving. But you never saw the wind. You saw the impact of the wind. And God wants to remain at that point where you do not see a physical picture of him, but you see his works. We sing a song, in the stars his one handiwork we see. In the wind he moves with majesty. Sure, he ruleth over land and sea. Now that's what we need to know, that he is a God who is doing things, who is real, but does not want to be reduced into a location or into an image or into a thought, you know, an image in the mind. We need to worship him in spirit and truth.